where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. This is Blackburn Radio News, Sarnia.
No need to stress about no coffee in Brightsgrove this morning. The Tim Hortons restaurant is back open after being shut down for part of the afternoon yesterday. A vehicle hit the side of the building, and before any more customers could be served, engineers needed to make sure that the structure's integrity was intact. Within the coming weeks, the main powerhouse building at the former Lambton Generating Station will be coming down. The contractor is finishing up the asbestos abatement inside the building right now. Overall, demolition at the site is about 40% complete. CN Rail has donated $20,000 to Sarnia Fire and Rescue in appreciation of their response to the June 28th derailment in the St. Clair Tunnel. The money will go towards the purchase of new equipment. Meanwhile, the investigation into the cause of the derailment that closed the tunnel for 11 days is ongoing. The worst seems to be over for those living along Lake Erie and Lake St. Clair in Chatham-Kent and under the threat of flooding. The Lower Thames Valley Conservation Authority says water levels on both Lake Erie and Lake St. Clair have finally fallen below the 1986 records. However, they are still well above where they were at this time last year, and there is still a risk of shoreline flooding and erosion because of strong winds and heavy rain. And Justin Trudeau yesterday was the first party leader in the federal election campaign to visit Canada's North, where he touted liberal climate change policies. Conservative leader Andrew Scheer promised yesterday a conservative federal government would fund a pair of projects to extend Toronto's subway, while Jagmeet Singh pledged to immediately remove all interest on federal student debt. In sports, in Major League Baseball, Tampa Bay beat Houston 4-1, tying up that best-of-five series at two games apiece. The Red Wings suffered a 3-1 loss to Anaheim in NHL action. In PGHL play, Moortown beat Essex 5-1. In high school junior girls basketball, St. Pat's beat Wallaceburg 57-17. North Lambton had a 27-14 win over LCCVI. Sunny skies for today, a high of 19 or 66, a few clouds tonight with a low of 6 or 43. And for tomorrow, mix of sun and cloud, a high of 20 or 68.
Find us on the World Wide Web at blackburnnews.com/Sarnia.